Barbara Gensler says when she was growing up, she was interested in acting, but it did not quite mesh with her social life.
I knew I wanted to go to college, and I wanted to be an actress, and I took a lot of acting courses, and that was just fine until I got a boyfriend, and then I started to get cast, and I couldn't go out with my boyfriend, so I decided that maybe there was something else in acting I could do and still go out with my boyfriend.
Gensler chose to become a teacher and looked for jobs in English and drama, landing at Shorewood High School. She fell into directing her first play when the show's director suddenly left his job.
I just said, I'll do it. I think it was 5 weeks, and it was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which was maybe fairly prophetic. and he had been so right. He had the right cast for it. They bought the touring company set. I mean, it was wonderful.
Gensler says she was impressed with the well-funded theater program. She had come from a school that built its sets out of mattress boxes.
What hooked me was that I fell into a pot of honey, and I knew it. I wasn't stupid. And so I just locked myself into Shorewood.
The program Gensler developed over the decades won accolades. She says there were a couple keys to its success, including frequent rehearsals and building rapport among students that would blossom on stage. Gensler says she looked for ways to make everyone shine, even those not destined for a career in theater. Yet plenty of young people with acting ability headed in her direction.
In the early 70s, there was a wave of very talented kids. And then in the mid-70s, there was a wave of talented kids. And if I picked the right shows, you never saw that there was any difference.
Gensler says she never sought solely to put on a good show. As a teacher, she wanted to ensure students learned something. She describes a project she devised to help them prepare for a production of Cabaret.
They reported on what happened in Germany, it was a declining time, the Third Reich. What is it in their minds? What would cause people to do that? I mean, how could you take this nice German person and have that person become a Nazi? What is it in his body and his fears that caused him to become, you know, a horrible animal?
Gensler admits there were rough patches during her career, such as when she had to fight to maintain the theater department's budget. At one point, she even sought donations to keep one of her employees on staff. Despite occasional challenges, the retired teacher says she loved the work and considered Shorewood High School her home. Former students share the sentiment when they performed a tribute to Gensler this last summer.
I don't know what drama has done for any of them. All I know is that when they came back and they did that tribute show, I know how drama affected them. And for them, they believed that that was their home and that if they worked truly, truly, truly as hard as they possibly could, they could have something that they'd never forget.
Gensler does not seem to have forgotten any productions. She can easily list her favorites, as well as those she wishes she would have tweaked. And she keeps in touch with former students. Off the top of her head, she lists the cast of a 1970s production of Godspell and says all the members are doing big things.
I have a thoracic surgeon that played Jesus in Godspell. And I have another doctor who played one of the other parts. And I mean, you could go down right through them. Helen Morrison, who is in Japan, who is singing and doing voiceovers.
Another graduate from the 90s was nominated for a Tony Award. Gensler says she hopes she fostered a quest for greatness in all of her students, regardless of the career paths they've chosen.
It can be raising a child. It could be being a custodian. It could be teaching a class. It could be acting in a Broadway show. It could be whatever. But it's the one thing you focus all your attention on. And I think that's the way we need to live our lives, to know that there's something out there that we can honestly work really hard for and say to yourself, you know, I did that just right.
Shorewood High School decided Gensler did it just right. It renamed its auditorium in her honor. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.